Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Joseph Lindsley is our man on the scene. And, Joe, you know what I was thinking about? How it's not only a fight against the Russians now. Now it's also a fight for continued support for the war. President Biden and President Zelensky at the UN yesterday. And I was thinking about all of your small personal stories of the suffering and tragedy that you share with us here every morning, and also your clarification of the actual dollar value of what the U.S. is spending. That belongs in a New York Times or a Washington Post editorial. Maybe it would help the cause. You know what I mean?
Bob, good afternoon from Kharkiv, and I agree completely. As we were discussing yesterday, you know, the New York Times had a major feature with five or six reporters on one story examining the missile attack on that market in Donbass in Konstantinivka, which, you know, the missile hit during a very busy time of the day. And the Times in this report was claiming that it seemed that maybe it was a Ukrainian missile that you know, made a mistake. But they spent so many resources on that story. It's beautifully presented. They have wonderful graphics and interactive photos. And six reporters on the story. And even if there is something to that story, why do they not even spend a fraction of those investigative resources on, for example, again, looking at that very basic question, what kind of support has the U.S. actually given to Ukraine? And, you know, part of the reason why there's, I think, reluctance to investigate this is it's not just about Ukraine. This is how Washington always spends money. We've heard the famous anecdotes of the from years ago, of the $30,000 toilet seats at the Pentagon, mm-hmm. you know, to pay for other things. From my experience working in Washington and in the media in New York, it's the same old story over and over again. But here we see in this great moment of consequence, it really does matter that we're honest about how we spend money. And as a friend here put it, a friend who usually likes the New York Times, says that the Times prides itself on morally virtuous contrarianism, you know, just to say, oh, you know, we're in Ukraine, but we want to show that we're somehow independent, and so we'll go after Ukraine. But meanwhile, there's very basic reporting that's not happening on U.S. support. And I think as we look at the speeches in the United Nations General Assembly the past day, we see some contrast. We have President Zelensky very forcefully, you know, and in fact, his speech at the UN General Assembly reminds me of his speech last February in the Palace of Westminster in the British Parliament. Because in that speech, I would call it sort of a Maidan mentality speech. Maidan was Ukraine's revolution in 2014, when against all the odds, the citizens of Ukraine stood up to the corrupt oligarchic pro-Russian interests controlling this country. And not only pro-Russian interests, but there were plenty of people from America and around the world who were using Ukraine and its amazing resources and corrupt government to plunder and to profit. And in 2014, the people said no more. And for 8 years, they had this time of freedom. And now Russia is coming at them with seeking to destroy them. And President Zelensky said in London and in February, and then in the past day in New York, that, you know, we can show that the people can win against tyranny and against corruption. This is exactly the story of Ukraine. He said, quote, "For the first time in modern history, we have a real chance to end the aggression on the terms of the nation which was attacked." And that's both because of the Ukrainian defiance, that cheerful defiance, and because of the support that has come from many key nations in the West. And Zelensky pointed out that, you know, since the collapse of the Soviet Union, Russia has not been a peaceful nation. They've attacked and occupied parts of Moldova in the 1990s, parts of Georgia in the 90s and early 2000s. As Zelensky said, Russia turned Syria into ruins. If not for Russia, the chemical weapons would never have been used in Syria. He also said Russia has almost swallowed Belarus to the north of Ukraine, and it's obviously threatening Kazakhstan and other Baltic states. And, you know, I think he was trying to get everyone to imagine if Russia controlled a nation the size of Ukraine, the largest nation in Europe, Imagine the consequences of that. He said, our resources would be turned into a weapon against you, meaning the rest of the free world. And so these were very powerful words. In contract, when you look at the words of President Biden to the General Assembly, he said this: Russia alone bears responsibility for this war. Russia alone has the power to end this war immediately, and it's Russia alone that stands in the way of peace. Now, I think on the face of it, that sounds powerful, but if you're Russia, I think you'd be pretty happy with President Biden's words, because he says Russia alone has the power to end this war immediately. Well, what if Russia doesn't want to end the war, which they clearly don't? They want to win. They only want to end in domination of Ukraine. And what Biden is saying, President Biden is saying in those words, that it's all up to Russia, which is exactly what Russia wants. And how much more powerful would it be if, you know, leaders of the United States spoke like Zelensky or like Churchill and said, Russia thinks that this is all in their power, but we alone have the power, not alone, but we together have the power to send Ukraine, not just the weapons that we have sent, but the long range weapons to put an end to this. And we have the power to put an end to this immediately. That might scare Russia. That might show that the West was serious. But again, when you look at the rhetoric, including coming from Washington, I do not see the seriousness. I see, oh, we'll give billions of dollars, as they say for everything, you know, to end poverty, whatever. We give billions of dollars. But actually, when it comes to pointed strategic willingness to stop Russia, that seems still to be lacking.
You know what, Joseph, you're an excellent writer. I think you should get to work on a piece and send it to the Times or the Post. You make some great points. You tell stories that nobody else does. You know, why don't you do that? Your voice needs to be heard more than just on WGN.
I appreciate that commission, and I'm always trying this. Whether or not they were receptive is a different story, but I will never quit saying that. And especially, you know, I mean, being here, you know, having so many friends fighting in the front line, you know, meeting the people as I did over the weekend in the villages, like that old lady Irina, who said she was not afraid because she believes in freedom, even though the grave of her son was mere feet away from us. You know, those are the people here are the ones with courage, including the foreigners who come here. And it's the ones who have lived in that world of just talking. That's the world of Washington and the world of the United Nations. It's all about talking and making people think that you've done so much. And, you know, I saw this in the meeting between the Ukrainian foreign minister, Kuleba, and Anthony Blinken. They met at McDonald's in Kyiv when Blinken was in Ukraine. And Blinken had promised, you know, another $1 billion, but unspecified for Ukraine. No mention of long-range weapons. And Kuleba, the Ukrainian foreign minister, said, oh, McDonald's, you know, as they're eating French fries, he said, I used to come here when I had hangovers as a college student, because Ukrainians speak very clearly and directly. And Blinken was extremely uncomfortable, because especially American diplomats do not speak directly. And he said, well, I'm sure that never happened. And Blinken said, you know, I never had that problem whatsoever. Hmm. And, you know, if we can't even be honest, you know, in an honest conversation during this time of extreme war at McDonald's, that you might have had a hangover before, no wonder we can't be honest about the money we're spending. And we just want people to pretend that we're doing much more than we actually are, because I think the leaders in the West are afraid. They're afraid of consequences. Politicians are, you know, afraid of losing votes. You have to have great moral courage to be clear and precise. And we see that from Zelensky. We saw that from the Polish president in the United Nations. But we don't see it from the West.
I understand your frustration. Your perspective, I think, is very, very good, because you're right there, unlike a lot of people who are talking about this and writing about this. So I am commissioning you to write that editorial and ask anyone on our morning crew, Joseph, the thing I do best is give other people work to do. So,
well, I appreciate it, Bob. Maybe you can put in a good word at the Times.
Happy to help if I can. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Until tomorrow. Thank you.